It's the Morning Mess on demand on 95X.com.
The Morning Mess, we are Marty and Shannon. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office is here. It is time to kick off Legal Tuesday. With that said, the text line 315-629-9570. If you want to ask Joe a question on the air, you don't have to give your name or anything like that. Just, you know, give us a call. And Joe can help you out. It's 315-421-9595. And again, you can hit us up on the text line. So, Shannon, what's the first text question that we have for Joe?
We have a text for Joe. Let me see. Hang on a sec. He wanted to ask, he got hurt cleaning out his dad's basement. How long do I have to report to insurance? All I want is medical bills paid.
All right. Well, that's an interesting question. First of all, I presume he doesn't live in his father's basement. And if he got hurt because of some dangerous or defective condition, it's a 3-year statute of limitations for negligence. Now, if it's a homeowner's policy, and most homeowner's policies have this, if somebody gets hurt on the premises who doesn't live there, there's called a med payment provision, and they pay your medical bills above and beyond what your health insurance covers. In other words, it's like a secondary coverage. Sometimes it's $1,500, sometimes it's $2,500. It depends on what the policy says, regardless of fault. So even if he got hurt doing something.
Yeah, he says his dad's a snowbird, so out of state right now. This happened in November.
Okay, so that's good. He's still got plenty of time, and so it's really a question of how. If it's just something that happened because he tripped on something that wasn't or whatever, his father had something badly placed and he only wants his medical bills, that would be a med payment coverage on his homeowners, and almost every homeowner's policy has it. And hopefully the bills aren't too much. And you got to put it through your own health insurance first. And everybody is still supposed to have health insurance now. And that med pay covers your deductibles and other things.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass, 315-421-9595. You're on with Joe Stanley. What's your question this morning?
Hi. A friend of mine has been having his paycheck garnished for the past 10 months for child support. And when he filed for his taxes, he received a letter in the mail from New York State stating they were keeping his refund to pay off the remainder $200 of child support. He did contact Monroe County, and they said this was correct. It could take up to 10 weeks for it to be effective. Later that day, he received a letter in the mail stating that they froze his bank account. Is this something that they would normally do once it's paid off?
Well, they're not. If it's paid off, they're not supposed to do it, okay? Period. And obviously what happened is that one arm doesn't know what the other one is doing. They put into force all of these means of collecting out of judgment, which is what that is. You can garnish people's wages. You can freeze their bank accounts. And they didn't know that the state had already taken the money and was sending the money to them. So I think what they're saying is they haven't gotten the money from the state to close out the debt, so they're going to keep collecting it. The problem is, and then they collect it either from the bank accounts or from the garnishment, then they are going to have to give the money back. And so you're going to have to keep track of them. And I guess first of all, I'd start with, if there's a letter from the state saying they've already taken the money, they're sending it, you should notify Monroe's support collection and say, unfreeze the bank accounts. The account is already collected. You're going to get the money, and you need to stop garnishing the wages, too, because you've already got all the money. If they don't do that, then you got a process of making sure they give you the money back. And that's a big pain in the neck. How's that?
That's what we kind of figured. So they shouldn't have frozen the bank account because they were been receiving the money and then they took the New York State taxes.
Well, and again, I think what they're going to say is we don't have the money yet from the state. You know, the state,
the
state is withholding the taxes, but I don't know how long it takes them to forward the money to support collections. But they already know they're getting it. So why don't they just stop? Because otherwise they're going to end up with duplicative collections. And just because they froze the bank accounts doesn't mean they can take the money out. That's the first step is to freeze the accounts. The second step is to try and withdraw it. And really you should just talk to them and say, you're getting the money. Stop all the other collection stuff or it's going to cause you and us problems. And you should do it in writing and do it by phone.
Okay. So, I mean, he's been being garnished for the past 10 months. So, I mean, it's not like they haven't been getting any money.
Well, and they just need to make sure that when all his tax returns taken, to make sure that the right amount of money was taken and that they don't take extra.
They did.
Okay, well, and again, so then accounting has to be done because you can't collect more than you're owed.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way the law is. Remember, though, when you get a judgment, the interest is 9%. So it's not necessarily the actual number you start with. The interest accrues when you have a judgment and there's collection costs. So whatever that figure is, they can't collect more, but your understanding of what you owe and what they think you owe may not be the same.
Yeah, have fun with that, too, by the way, because I deal with that same stuff with this whole child support that goes through Albany, and it's a joke. I mean, not the fact that you have to pay child support. It's how they handle it. All of a sudden, they'll say, like, you know, well, you didn't say, it comes out of my check the entire time,
yeah,
and all of a sudden, they'll say,
different.
Like, I'm in...
Arrears.
I'm like, arrears. It comes out the same all the time. Then they'll take extra money out. Then it takes 2 months to get it back. I'm like, what are you doing over there?
And this is not even that. This is a collection on a judgment, which is even worse. If those of you out there, you really don't ever want to get your child support to a point where they're going to have it at a level of a judgment, because they can take your driver's license. They can take your tax return. They can put you in jail.
Yeah, you can go to jail
do all sorts of things that you really don't. You know, they're very stern about it, because if the child support's not paid, the state has to take over, and they're not big on having to pay for people who owe child support.
So I think Joe's advice to you is do it in writing, do it in a phone call.
Keep track of it, and make sure you have to make sure you kept track of what they did, what you think you owed, and then, you know, tell them that here's how it is, and then you're going to be in a battle of reconciling how much was taken and how much was really owed. But unless you tell them, nothing will happen.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your advice, and I will pass that information along. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Always. Thanks again.
All right, take care. 315-421-9595, direct line to the Morning Mass Studios if you want to talk to Joe Stanley. Joe, how can they reach out to you? Don't go it alone. Call Joe at the office, the Stanley Law Office.
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. The number is 1-800-608-3333 and at stanleylawoffices.com.
Text line 315-629-9570. Hey, Joe, I want to sue Old Man Winner. What court do I file the paperwork in?
Well, you can try every court there is and let me know when you're successful. We can join in that class action. And
I'll put a buck in.
Yeah. And you know, us Central New Yorkers, we probably have the best claim of all in the around the world. So we should be the first ones in line.
Does this weather make you miserable?
Yeah, well, no, I'm used to it.
It just wears down on you.
Yeah,
I'm at the point now, because we're less than a week from spring.
March is the worst month.
It's
remember
horrible.
We said, no matter how bad, or the winter wasn't bad, but March is just awful. It rains or snows every day. It's cold. It's miserable. You want it over with.
I want to go racing, Joe.
Well, you can.
I want to go racing.
Try it in the snow. This would be perfect weather to do it.
How about this one? This one wants to stay anonymous. My soon-to-be ex-husband will inherit a lot of money from his parents. Am I entitled to some of it as part of equitable distribution? If so, what if they change their will to exclude him for now and re-update their will to include him after our divorce?
Well, the short answer to that is you're not entitled to anything as from his inheritance. Because
they're not dead yet?
Well, no, because it's...
Because you're already divorced?
Even if you weren't divorced, it's not anything you contributed to and towards. That's a separate owned entity. You didn't contribute to it. You know, it's like if you bring a property into it, I think we may have talked about this, is you own a house when you get into a marriage. You may own that house completely, but you stay together for 20 years, and that other person still has an interest because they help pay for it, maintain it, probably pay the mortgage payments. But getting something, an independent gift or an independent, inheritance, you can still get divorced. I think that was her question. Go ahead and get divorced, because waiting's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, you're not going to get the money. Okay.
Gotcha. Joe Stanley is here from the Stanley Law Office. We're simply out of time today. I know it flies by, but Joe, we always appreciate you taking the time, especially on a day like today, to come in and answer the questions that we have. You can always send your question at 315-629-9570. If we can't get to it today, we'll keep it for next week, because we do this every Tuesday. Brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe. And how can I reach out to you, Joe?
Sure. Email us, joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And the number is 1-800-608-3333 and stanleylawoffices.com.
And don't think that Joe doesn't read the emails, because he tells us all the time. He's got some interesting emails that come in, some good questions.
Oh, yeah. We get great stuff. And you know what? It doesn't hurt to ask. It's free. And, it keeps me on my toes, because some of the things I get asked, I really don't know and I have to look up. So, hey, that's good.
And if you don't know the answer right away, that's what he says, is he'll find out and let you know.
Yeah, or I'll send you to somebody who does.
Absolutely.
That's how the legal business is.
Good stuff. Joe, thank you very much. Be safe out there today, okay?